It's May 3rd, the day in 1957 when Bert Newton made his debut as a TV host on The Late Show.
The stuff that I'd learnt in radio in terms of getting out of tight spots helped me early in my career in television.
On this day in 1975, Marcia Hines released her debut single. It was a cover of James Taylor's Fire and Rain. Margaret Thatcher became Prime Minister of Great Britain on May 3rd, 1979.
The Queen has asked me to form a new administration, and I have accepted.
And the original series of Dallas finished after 357 episodes in 1991.
That's a fact. You're going to have to face it.
Well, now, that's funny. I don't remember agreeing to anything like that.
Birthdays, Four Seasons lead singer Frankie Valli is 87 after having hits like Sherry, Walk Like a Man and December 1963. He went on to have further success as a solo artist. This was his biggest solo hit. While we're on hit movie themes, Christopher Cross turned 70. He won 5 Grammys for his first album and went on to win an Academy Award for his theme for Arthur. Comedian Ben Elton is 62 today. He's touring Australia right now.
Football was invented because blokes have got nothing to say to their mates.
Paul Field turns 60. The brother of Wiggle Anthony Field was a member of the Cockroaches and then manager of the Wiggles.
His advice back in the early days was lose the dinosaur, which was kind of like telling Walt lose the mouse, you know?
And AFL's identical twins, former players and coaches Brad and Chris Scott, are 45.
The first time that two identical twins have ever coached against each other, and you've been constantly compared and spoken about as one.
Finally, legendary crooner and actor Bing Crosby was also born on this day. He died aged 74 in 1977.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
Remembering Bing Crosby on May 3rd.